John chapter 17. When Jesus had spoken these things, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, so that he may give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world existed. I have revealed your name to those you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you, for I have given them the words you gave me, and they have received them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I ask on their behalf. I do not ask on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and in them I have been glorified. I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected and preserved them by your name, the name you gave me. Not one of them has been lost except the Son of Destruction, so that the Scripture would be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I am saying these things while I am in the world, so that they may have my joy fulfilled within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I am not asking that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have also sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, so that they too may be sanctified by the truth. I am not asking on behalf of them alone, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfectly united, so that the world may know that you sent me and have loved them just as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, that they may see the glory you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, although the world has not known you, I know you, and they know that you sent me. And I have made your name known to them, and will continue to make it known, so that the love you have for me may be in them, and I in them.